The parallel economy has empowered us to care for our health, well-being, as well as longevity. Likewise, for us pet parents who now have a place to go when it comes to keeping the family dogs, cats, even horses in the best shape possible. As a dog dad, I'm thrilled to be working with Pet Club 24/7, a company founded by two guys who lost dogs to serious conditions, including cancer. Pet Club 24/7 has an incredible array of products, including a line of supplements for humans, such as the Inforce Plus Corollius Versicolor and Inforce Corollius Versicolor with Reishi. My friend and colleague, Christina Ferrari, a cancer survivor herself, swears by it.
When I was diagnosed, the doctor in the emergency room told me, "You have 2 years to live."
Oh boy.
Along with the stem cell, I took these. I have been in remission for 8 years now.
For dogs, mush puppy treats are a fan favorite. Rex, you want to? Oh boy. He came right. Oh, there he is. They are also made with the Coriolis versicolor mushroom, which supports their immune system, according to hundreds of clinical studies. Here's Kristen Ludlow, National Vice President.
That strain does matter. We do have the most potent strain, and we also extract it in a proprietary way. And that's why we've been having such wonderful experiences with these products.
Mush puppies are made here in the U.S. There are no fillers. It's non-addicting. Your dog can't accidentally overdose. Go to drdrew.com/petclub247 for a discount off the list price. That is drdrew.com. PETCLUB 247, Pet Club 247.
Welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, a place where Susan can introduce to you psychics, clairvoyance, past lives, and paranormal experiences. Now, here's your host, Susan Pinsky.
Back. Welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. I am here with an amazing cast today. I have two clairvoyants du jour, Sloane Bella and Rebecca Fearing, and also two amazing guests. We're not going to tell you who they are up front because there is no information goes out prior to our readings, because we don't want to give the psychics any idea who they're talking to. We want to make it as difficult as possible. But we do want to say we have Marilyn and James in the room. Marilyn has been on my show before.
Yes, been a long time.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Happy to be
so
here.
So you're kind of like the pseudo co-host today.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Put
so you gotta make it good.
Okay? Better step it up. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Calling Out.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very
thank
good.
You. That was beautiful. And then James, who I just met recently, he did another podcast with us called Swole Patrol, which is with Mike Catherwood. And I want to shout out to Bergafem, bergamet.com. I'm taking my Bergafem. Still working for me, everybody. I want everybody to try this out if you're having those hot flashes.
And looking good doing it.
And when you feel a little dehydrated after a long night of drinking, like I never do, try a little Hydrolite. And,
are you starting that again?
Yeah. Are you starting that again? Okay, Sloane. Enough, Sloane. Okay, so anyways. I also want to say that I'm going to try something new here. I'd like to just sort of have you guys, there's a lot of people in the room, okay? We have Nate, the producer, engineer, who's amazing, by the way, and we have this great new platform that we're, you know, where we have video and we can go on Periscope, so we're on Periscope now, but if you don't have my Periscope, you wouldn't know, so later you'll get to see it. We are going to just kind of let the spirit guide us and have Rebecca and Sloane just sort of tap into whoever's here. I haven't had any crazy things going on around my house the last few days. Usually right before I do a podcast, I get really weird nature things, or I have leaks in ceilings, or I have electrical problems, or right now what's going to happen is the entire system on the video is going to probably go out. But I'd like you guys to spirits be nice
she
to me today.
She likes the drama. She likes the drama.
But, you know, I think it has to do with whoever the guest is. You know, like when I had one of the mob wives on, my everything, it was bad. It was expensive. You know, I had thousands of dollars worth of damage.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it, I think the...
We're going to have rainbows and butterflies
come
in today.
Yes.
Leprechauns.
Yes. That's what
jars of gold.
Yeah. So I'm just going to let you guys sort of go ahead and get to know these two. And I think I gave Sloan your birthdays. And
I didn't pay attention.
Oh, okay.
You did.
Well,
only because, you know, the back incident. But
oh, okay. So we'll explain. Sloan had an injury in her back. So she's not high or anything on drugs. She
no.
just is because she's sober.
Mentally ill.
So, yeah. But she's had a rough week. And then as well as Rebecca who fell down. But your face looks great, Rebecca.
I know. They said I have a friend and I'll show you the
Rebecca fell down and hit her face.
Well, there's a it was an accident due to the way that where I was walking. It wasn't my fault. It was just the way that was, I don't want to say too much, but it was it was a traumatic accident.
She tripped.
I look like I got hit by a Mack truck.
So Rebecca, put your mic a little closer.
Oh,
to your face.
In 1 week my face healed like a miracle. There's just a little hair.
Wow.
And then somebody I know goes, Rebecca, this Jewish guy, he goes, Rebecca, we need to call the Pope. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Because he saw my face, and I don't even want to show
you. So you have healing powers for yourself.
I did actually do that. I go, I am not accepting that. I'm not accepting
it's like
this.
Westworld, you know, when they take that little thing and they go, and yeah, they,
it's called
and
Photoshop.
They, yeah, and it was so bad, I had a cut here. I had a huge black eye on this side, my nose, all in here.
You didn't break anything,
and I
huh?
was. No. Yeah. And I was, my face was all swollen. My hand still hurt.
Is anybody else so picking lucky. Up that our two clairvoyants from the show today have both been injured?
Yeah. That's a weird coincidence.
Okay. But okay. The black cat.
I'm like, wait a
put
second.
Your mic a little closer to your mouth, maybe. Sweetheart.
Okay. Mine was the black cat on Friday the 13th. I have it on video. I'll show you after. It crossed my path. I screamed at it and it laughed at me.
And now you're back.
Really?
My back.
Oh, I see that.
I sent you the very bad.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
Joke.
It's funny. Oh my gosh. So okay. So we have two injured clairvoyants. Yeah. That's a little synchronicity.
Okay. I think it made my psychic ability a little bit better. So I have done readings since, and I've really nailed the names.
Well, you know, they say that traumatic brain injury is a common thread with a lot of people who are psychic.
And I did have a traumatic brain injury. You wouldn't know that, but
if she gets any better, it's going to be nuts.
I know.
I mean, seriously.
Has she been on the show before?
Yeah. So yeah. Rebecca and I have known each other for 15 years, okay. 20 years almost.
Maybe,
and she gets better every year. She does Beverly Hills Housewives. She's very well known all around the world. She's very good at forensics. She can find dead people. Wow. We found some dead people together, by the way.
We did. And I'm on a big case right now where I'm so close.
Yeah. Wow. So she can teleport into people's homes. She can tell you what your house is like, what's going on in your life.
She doesn't choose
to watch you having sex. If she did, she would be not on this show. So we've all decided that we'll keep out of the sex lives of all our guests. But she's
for
just
yourself.
But you guys want to hear something amazing that just happened yesterday? Just for a minute,
oh, sure.
I do something that nobody really in the world can do that I know of now. I can communicate, and Susan's she's a witness to this. I can communicate through two dimensions through cell phones.
Yes,
and it's real.
It's the weirdest thing you've ever
it's
heard.
It's very real. Through cell phones.
I call heaven with my cell phones.
She talks to somebody. We're not
really?
Sure. We're not sure if it's heaven,
it's
or,
heaven.
Or hell. But
no, it's not.
No,
hell.
It's really interesting. She's able to pick up voices and communicate. Mm-hmm. And she did it when in my apartment one night. I watched her do it, and she communicated with my husband's grandfather.
Wow.
And I didn't want to talk to him, but I got him anyways. But
the operator crossed the line.
But
there.
She also had this tape where she was able to communicate with Lacey Peterson, and we had a previous show on that. You have to listen to it. But it is really interesting because she gets these voices, and I'm telling you, it sounds like she's nuts when she says it, but it's true.
It's real.
It's
more
thing.
Than real. And they call out my name. Hey, Rebecca, you're cool. Rebecca, you talk. So I know I have a team. I'm a positive that I do not work alone now. And I have lots of witnesses to it. So I'll just tell it quickly because it's an interesting story. Yesterday I had a Marine in my office that I've helped for several years. And he comes to me and he drives kind of far to come see me. And being a Marine, sometimes you have like PTS, post-traumatic syndrome.
PTSD.
And so I've helped him. Yeah. And And so yesterday we're talking and I said, hey, you know what, Dennis, let's call up Heaven. You know, I know how to do this, but, and I know you're going to think, what are you talking about, Rebecca? Did you hit your head that hard? And I'm like, I can do this. So what we did what I do with my two cell phones. And we go back and listen, and oh my God, all we hear this woman a little older, and she says, Jane Astor. Mm-hmm. Okay, Pride and Prejudice, right? And she's like, I recognize the voice right away.
Right.
And so he says to me, okay, Rebecca, oh my God, was that Barbara Bush? And I go, yeah, it was.
Oh, wow.
Because we both had just seen the funeral, and she talked about that, right? Oh. I'm not sure if she may have had connections to people that I know, but anyway, I said to him, you know what, she's very compassionate. And he had written a condolence, like email or something to the family. And he's had kind of a rough time. So I said to him, you're the only person in the world, you must be special, to get that on your phone. And we have that.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's so cool. So you can hear voices.
Yeah, you hear her talking.
So we don't have to be a clairvoyant to hear the voice.
No,
right, you there. Can hear it. I can hear it too.
And they say their names a lot of times. I'm David or I'm your...
David is Drew's grandfather. And he went, I'm poor, damn it.
I heard it wasn't. Yeah,
It was because I had gone shopping that day in New York and I bought these expensive sheets that this designer told me to get, which I would never do in a million years. And I felt so guilty and I go, oh my God, Drew's dad is probably rolling over in his grave right now. And then I told Rebecca, I said, I don't want to talk to Mort, you know, because he comes through all the time. Instead, the grandfather came through and said, I'm poor, damn it.
it was a whole story. But
whatever's going
that,
on in your head, there's like some weird connection or whatever. I don't know how this thing works. How our brains work together is the weirdest thing. Anyways, so let's move on.
So that's kind of what I do. But around you, a lot of pets are coming in. So you must be a pet lover, at least for a couple of pets that you've had, because they're coming all in. You are radiating the South. I don't know if you have any connections to Texas or Nashville or whatever. But if you don't, you will. It is so strong around you. Southern. And you have a gentleman behind you that wants to communicate with you. He's a family member for sure. Now, I know your name is James, but there might be somebody else in your family. I don't know if you resonate with the name Jim beside you that's passed, because there's definitely somebody. It could have been a middle name too. It's your mom's side.
That I'm aware of, no.
But I'm going to keep it there, because if you haven't done your ancestry.com mm-hmm. or something like that, you will find out who I'm talking about, because he guides you. He says stay off of motorcycles. So I hope you don't have a motorcycle.
Uh-oh.
I'm still trying to get one. She won't let me go.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's hilarious. Don't
James's wife is here.
Oh, okay. You know, it's funny. I was kind of gravitating to you, and I was going to ask if I could read her too. But no, I'm
serious
about that.
She has a mic on. You can just put the mic.
Okay, well, right now, I would say clear of it. I'm very good with, you know, sometimes you ask me about vehicles too, but I heard tell him to stay off of motorcycles right now. Well, it's not safe.
That's probably Mort.
People aren't watching where they're going. It's not you. It's the general public.
Oh God!
And
don't
the
get
bikes are going to get a little bit safer where they're not, you know, that with the technology. So maybe you could just wait a little bit.
Great.
Okay.
Awesome.
You guys, you also in the next 12 months to 18 months are going to have a lot of opportunity to make a good amount of money. So whatever you're focused on, stay focused on. There might be a person with an R name, possibly Richard, Rick, or somebody that might come in and guide you. Now you make your own decision about him, but keep it there. Do you have the house yet with the pretty wood floors and an open kitchen with the open area?
Yes.
Because it looks pretty. So I like it there. And then also your wife, what is your first name?
Elsa.
Elsa has some people that love to come in the kitchen and sit there and have a coffee or a little bit of food. So I hope you do engage in cooking in that kitchen, because it brings life to your house. So I really like it. It's not the only property. Within 3 to 5 years, there'll be either more, unless you do it on a faster pace. So real estate should be something good that you will be happy to invest in.
Great.
And I'm also feeling the name Anna or Anne, but that might come from Elsa. Would you know who that is?
I have a lot of aunts and cousins that name Anna.
Oh, okay. I didn't even realize. Yeah, you have a strong accent.
I'm from Mexico.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, so that there's makes a sense. Lot of Annas.
Yeah,
in
a lot of Marias.
And Marias
right?
too. I'm getting a Maria.
I don't know.
I would say that was mine, but I'm not going to.
No, no. I think it's Elsa, and she's a little lady, a little round, not too heavy, but you know, a little meat on her, and she's in the kitchen all the time with the sauces and this and that. So she's at your house, sometimes holding her hand. She loves her very much. So this is a close relative, so I'm not exactly sure where to go with it, but it is your relative, and she definitely knows how to cook. So that's why I say cook in the kitchen, make it lively, make it home. Did you guys have the two children yet? Because between you, you have two children, but it's a little confusing for me. I just feel energy of kids in your house.
Not yet.
You?
But we're planning.
Yeah. Well, it's coming soon. That's all I can tell you. Yeah. Yes, and there's a slight possibility of twins, but that doesn't mean it's going to come through this. She has twins in her family or something. But
oh boy,
yeah. There's a gene that doesn't mean you'll have them, but it's there. Just so you know. And I would say that mid June, July, August, the babies want to come now. So if you guys are ready for that, I would definitely
get home quickly.
Yeah, because the house resonates. Children, family, food. It has really good energy in there. And her artistic ability, I don't know if it came out yet, but you have a lot of creative thoughts. So is this something that you have and you want to explore? I would do it if I were you. Now, you, even though I saw motorcycles and stay off of them, lots of music around you. I don't know. There's tons and tons of music with you and all around you. Now, I don't even know what you do for a living. I have no idea. But I'm looking at you as a creative person also, and also have a great mind for ideas, and have lots of musicians from the other side around you. I have no clue. We've got, oh my God, we've got, I think it's George Harrison. So, and also, oh God, that one, he's the blonde from Nirvana.
Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, he's all around you too. So do you love music? Do you enjoy music? Can you help me a little bit with
that? Yeah, I could. Yeah. I think we all enjoy music to a certain level. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've written some songs.
Yeah.
But that was on the back burner. Then what I do now is, can I say what I do now? I'm an actor now, so I'm doing the acting thing. So.
Well, that totally makes sense. But you have a musical side. And if you had really...
I saw Courtney Love the other night.
Oh, you did? Maybe that's why. I don't know why he's here. Hi, Kurt. I'm just going to ignore him. Yeah. And, but you have a talent in music. So is that something that in the future you want to have, you know, maybe a music studio in your home, and you will have a child that's extremely talented in music and arts too. So that's something that I would suggest, that you have a music room or a studio eventually at your house. And you do have talent in that area. The acting's kind of a given. I mean, you would definitely, I don't know if you do movies now, because I don't recognize you, okay? But there is a feature film coming up that really could be a great role. So hone your skills in both areas. And you have a lot to look forward. A lot of fun coming into your life right now.
Uh-oh.
Yay.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
And also there,
Lynn's face is like,
yeah, there was a relationship like 10 years ago.
That's just my resting face. Like,
you know what I'm talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was meant to be, because it's karma to leave that behind and move forward into the new relationship. Yeah, so it's all good, Elsa.
Elsa's got a thumbs up over there.
Yeah, and then do you want to kick it?
Yeah, this is kind of hearts and flowery.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, no, it's really good, because you've been through some bumps here and there, you know, like we all have. But this is a time where you could explore your creativity. You could allow yourself to be transparent with your emotions with your beautiful wife. And she's not going to, like, go off and get crazy on you. So, and then I think, you know, my formula is people that travel together, cook together, swim together, dance together. Guys should dance a little. They stay together. Oh. So I feel longevity in this marriage here.
Great.
Yes, awesome. It's really good. The name also around you, and it's a common name, Michael. Mike will be a big plus. I think that's in the acting world. So keep that name in mind.
Great.
And do you action? I mean, you look like you could do action films, but you could do also period pieces, almost like, you know, The Hunter. What is that?
The Huntsman?
Yeah, Huntsman.
Yep. Frontier.
Yeah, Frontier. Stuff like that, yeah. And that's all coming up around you. And put it out there what you want, and you're going to get that for sure. Because now, as soon as you said that, John Wayne's behind you. And if you like Westerns, and I'm not just saying that, he's right behind you. He talked about the beach, too. He must have loved the ocean, I think, also. So you, he's going to help you, and you're going
to... John Wayne used to live at the beach in Newport.
Oh, really?
Where I used to live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
That's why it's called John Wayne Airport.
Oh. Okay, well, anyway, he just tells me, but the southern things, can you help me? What is with the south with you?
I don't know. There's a...
Something with that.
There's been a show written that the character that they want me to play is a Southern character.
That's it. No, because I couldn't tell if it's Texan, Nashville, Georgia. But it, you know, if you get a chance, you should even go to where this character is supposed to come from and sort of soak up all the ghost, like Savannah, Georgia. Oh, let me tell you something. That's ghost
ghosty.
Wow. Yeah. So yes, it was reeking off of you as I'm sitting here with Southern.
That's
and
great.
So yes, I'm excited for your future. Actually, that's great. Yeah. And who doesn't want to make some money, right?
That would be great. For
yeah,
sure.
This is like one of the best life cycles that you could have. So don't look back. Look forward. Wow. And to the present, and really be careful when you're doing your finances that you do work with people that you can completely trust. Keep your eye on your own monies because, you know, when a big chunk comes in, people get really greedy. So, you know, do your homework on who you have working with your intimate financial situation.
You.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good. Well, I'm very excited for you. I'm almost see you in that Southern character.
Oh,
there. Yeah. Women love Southern charm, so don't worry. You're good. Okay, and then I'm sorry I haven't got much for you yet.
Oh, that's okay.
So Marilyn, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, you definitely, pets love you. So any pets in the future will be just coming to you, even if you
Lord.
Didn't ask. You know how that goes? They'll Uh-oh. Just like be offered.
Two dogs and a cat in a small house already.
Well, that it doesn't, you know, God will provide. So, and I'm really seeing women behind you from your family, a whole host of women. There's
really?
Like six women here all with you, so excited about you, your career.
Aww.
And also 3 years ago, something, I don't know if life was different for you, but I'm going 3 years ago. What year would that be?
It's 2015?
Yeah, 15. 14, 15. I don't know if you've made major changes, but you should be making a major change in 2018 that'll bring you to your level of prosperity that you're comfortable with. And also projects. There's a lot of projects around you. And I hope you want to be busy because it's busy time right now. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And then I see your spirit guide is also a dog. It's a German Shepherd. Now,
yes.
That doesn't mean that you had a German
Shepherd.
I prefer
that.
Yeah.
not a person.
No,
dog.
It's a dog.
Yes.
And it's
can't
a
talk back.
And I'm actually born in the year of the dog. So, you know, that's loyal and protective. So it's more like a shepherd, but not somebody who would attack, only if necessary. So you're very protected. So kind of pay attention to the signals. If you feel something's not right, then it may not be right. That doesn't mean you're paranoid. You're proactive.
It means a dog's barking over your shoulder.
Yeah. Because you have a lot of psychic ability. It comes back from one side of your family. And that could be 5, 6 generations ago, especially if you have anything that would be Eastern Europe. It's very prevalent there. And you just so much Canada off of you. So you probably are going to have something to do with Canada. I know you're not Canadian, but don't be surprised when that comes up too. And you will buy another house that has light. So if you don't like the light in the house, don't buy it because you'll not like it after. You won't. And you'll be calling
me. You're stealing
me.
Sloan's jam over here, Rebecca.
Well, I'm saying maybe you got the Canada for me because I'm Canadian.
Oh.
I'm Canadian too.
A lot of Canada. Yeah. Hello.
A lot of Canada.
Canada around me.
Canada.
Yeah. I knew it wasn't you.
Which part?
Toronto.
Bingo, me too.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So your James's vibe is still going through Mary Lynn, right?
Yeah. Well, no, it was around her Canadian. And then you will be.
Squared.
Project might come up though too, but I thought you were surrounded by Canada.
That's probably
but it makes
true.
Sense because I didn't think it was you. I don't feel.
Do you ever work in Canada?
I have. Yes, I've worked in Toronto.
Mm-hmm. That's a typical.
Yeah.
Kamloops. That's not typical.
I know where that is because I know where Trail is because I went every winter.
And you're award winning.
And you have to fly
both
in there.
Of you. So I don't know how much that's important to you. Award winning. You know, you could do things that are shows that are award winning. It's coming off of you. I really don't even know what you do. Tell you the truth, I just saw your house, your animals, something at Canada, and a lot of projects, 4, 5, 6 projects around you.
Well, put it together, Rebecca.
I don't know. Project. Actor, writer.
Actor, yes. Yes.
Actor, writer. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Actress, writer. But I didn't want to just say that because it was just like,
well,
too obvious.
Yeah, there might be a producer.
Yeah, I like to work into it. We are producing talent too. But you have, both of you have very long careers. So,
yes.
So just plan for that.
Score.
You're going to live a long time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You're going to play the old lady on the.
No, now she's going to go.
That's
no,
the
she's
best
not.
Part, though.
Uh-huh. Right?
Right?
No, I actually feel. Well, yeah. I mean, look at Betty White. Look long how.
Oh, my gosh.
My mom's 86 and she's still a teacher. So
that's awesome.
This is a day, and I will tell you, in 6 to 7 years, there won't be aging the way we view it now because they're coming out with all kinds of things.
Transhumanism.
Yeah, to slow down the process. So we don't really have to worry too much about that, actually. We just need to be healthy,
well,
right?
Well, we're not going to be in that generation.
You have to
yeah.
be.
I need it to happen now.
You have
to 5 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you have to be a little careful with one of your feet. So I don't know if it's your toe or something. So wherever you get your manicure, pedicure, make sure that you know them. And, I mean, you know, you can...
You're going to grow a wart
you're
on
just
the bottom
no,
of your foot.
No, I don't really know them.
You're just saying something about your toes. You wanted to wear open shoes, but your toes weren't ready today.
That's right.
And then she just said something.
They need to be done.
Oh, okay, so
they
got
to be done, so be careful. She's
yeah.
saying
yeah. You want to do some, like, you know, that are
totally
extra clear. Thank
I
you.
Love you, James.
Thank you. You're hired. Absolutely. You're out of a job.
I'll hook you up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, we're safe.
Okay. Yeah, right, because you don't want to have anything in, you know, an infection when you have to go to work. And then I'm also seeing two names around you. One of the names I'm getting so clear in here, unless this is Sloan's, is the name Troy. Does that mean anything to
anybody?
Oh, he
just died.
Who?
Oh, Troy. Yeah. What's his
Troy
name?
Troy Vernon.
Yes.
Well, who is that? I don't know. I just heard
Mini
my
me.
Name is Troy.
Do you guys
Mini
know
me.
Troy?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
did any of
that.
You meet him
yeah.
before?
Yeah, I did. I did. We have. He's
oh.
in, I mean, he's to.
I've met him.
Okay, well, he's here. Okay, I'm giving Troy the spotlight. I think he's come in. He knows you.
I've met him.
Yeah, he's here. I hear he's made it safely to heaven. He just still wants to be part of, I don't know, maybe your show, Susan.
He wants to be on the show.
Yeah.
They always come from the other side.
I called you yesterday, and I said, oh, Troy Vernon died. And he goes, oh, yeah, I heard. And I go, from Spirit? Or
oh, you me? And I'm like, no, on the side. He mailed me.
Well,
Spirit?
Guess what?
No.
He's here now.
I mean,
so
it's all over the news.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't hear that.
I didn't know.
No.
Sometimes,
either.
You know, they say I heard, and yeah. it's because somebody said, oh, so-and-so died. But he
oh,
died.
Yeah.
He died of alcohol abuse.
Oh.
Yeah. And
he
was
like
in a coma.
Oh, no
so,
wonder.
You know, he may be reaching out because, you know.
To Drew.
Yeah, well, he, mm-hmm. I don't know, we can call Drew, but I bet Mike Carano's here. He probably knew him, too.
Oh.
I think I met him before at something. I mean, it's hard to. Forget. But.
Well, anyway, I told Troy that I would acknowledge him, and you guys are actors and actress, and
right.
you know he's here.
He's your spirit animal.
Yeah, I don't know. Hi, Troy.
Help me out, Troy. Help me out,
your
buddy.
Father. Do you want to know about your dad?
Have
yes.
you met him?
Okay.
Did you ever meet
Troy? Because
I feel
your father all around, you know, and I'm looking to see what your connection to him is. And I don't. Again, I talk about past lives because I see so many.
My
layers.
Father.
Yeah.
Is alive.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
But behind you, the layers and layers of. Connection to him, to relationships with him. We switch roles, as I've seen. You may have been his mother in two or three other lifetimes. Now his daughter. I don't know if you ever feel like you have to be his mom. But there's, you know, it's a very intense karmic relationship. So I hope you've worked it out and it turned out good. Because it, you know, it's a story behind a story behind a story. It would take 4 hours, 5 hours to talk about that.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Mm-mm. And Chicago, Illinois will be completely connected to you. So keep that in mind, too. But it's a positive as far as I can see. So any questions about your dad?
That's interesting. There's definitely a deep connection there, but it's not resolved, and I actually don't talk to him very often.
No, I didn't think so. But look at this. Look at the story behind the story behind the story, and you won't take it too personal because we're all here working things out, and our family members are not randomly by choice. So why you picked him as your dad this time is so that you wouldn't have the same responsibility of him in other lifetimes. It's very, very complicated. He has been a difficult person at times, right? And that hasn't changed much. But he does love you. It's just you guys are like, it might take a couple more centuries. But if you
oh,
if you can just say, all right, you gave me the seed of life and you're pretty, so you got good looks. And, you know, he gave me what he gave me. And then just say, I can't take it personal. What can I say? He's not up the karmic ladder. But, okay, thank you for giving me this wonderful life. And then you'll be better with him. It's not your mom. It's your dad. Yeah, so I hope I've given you a little insight to that. So you can just go, all right, thanks, guy.
How does that resonate with you?
That is very interesting because I think, you know, coming up being a teenager, I've been sort of fixated on my mom in terms of, I don't know, because she's louder and more active and more verbal and more present. And he doesn't really talk that much. Mm-hmm. So I feel his emotion is very deep. Mm-hmm. But he was kind of...
Yeah, well, oh, sorry to cut you. Go ahead.
A little bit just absent, even though he was very much there and provided. And
right. But he was a seaman in a past life, a sea captain, and he was gone a lot. You know, he wasn't home a lot. He would come back, but he was often away.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and so the ocean might be a good thing for him or it might not. But that's why he thinks a lot, but it doesn't come out of his mouth like Virgos are like that. So, you know, he has a little bit of a Virgo in him. And so you would have to read behind the lines like I do and see the story behind the story behind the story. And every time I see him, I see big ships and barrels and, you know, those ropes that would haul up stuff, I guess. And I think his first name in that lifetime, not this one, was Charles. So they called him Charles Lee. So, you know.
Captain Lee?
Oh, no. Oh, God. No. Ew. No. No, it was Charles L. Lee.
Last time she used the word seaman, she was on national television.
I made a sexual joke about it.
Yeah.
Sea captain.
I go right there.
He was a navigator and also a map. He would know how to do maps really well. So he had to be very intense work. You know, so that's where you'd have to take your dad and take a subject that he likes and talk to him about it.
Okay.
And then it's not about father-daughter.
Yeah.
You know, it's about who is this individual soul away from the title of being your dad.
Have you ever asked him about his childhood and what it was like growing up and stuff like that?
Not really.
I mean, now that you have a son and he has a grandchild, I found this really to be rewarding. I sat down with my dad and my kids, and I had him explain what his life was like and how it was for him growing up. And, you know, we talked about when he was in the war, and we talked about, I mean, he brought up so much more information when he was talking to his grandsons. You know, it's more of a dude thing, you know. But to ask their real history and really get an idea of who they are, it's actually pretty good for the kids and then also good for you. I mean, I found it to be rewarding because there was stuff that I never knew about my dad until, you know, I don't know.
There's a lot I don't know.
I don't know if you want to, but I mean, it's just kind of cool, like, to get the kids to hear stories about their life and what they went through. And because, you know, they lived in a different generation. Mm-hmm. It was just so different then. And it's interesting.
Right. It is to get a deeper insight of who the man is as an individual soul. I mean, instead of like this just title of my dad,
right?
Because once you look past that, you're like, wow, this guy's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And remember I told you had family behind you, a whole set of women.
A lot of women.
I think it's your mother's side, but you identified a little bit more because she's more present in your face, but they're with you to help you in every step of the way. And then you will go, you know, your son, you're going to teach him to swim early, right?
He knows how to swim, yeah.
Yeah, because he's a little water baby, so you just want to make sure he's, you know, and that makes sense. So he'll be fine. I'm not saying there's anything about drowning. I just felt that
he's going to become a
water, that he would be good in water.
A seaman? Really.
No.
You got to quit using that word.
It's the right way to say it. Okay, and now I'm getting tongue-tied. And also, a swimmer? John is the name around you. That's
pretty, John?
Yeah. Do you have anybody named John around you right now?
Right now?
Mm-hmm. That you're working with? It's not family. John. His last name
Who is it?
John.
What's so funny, Sloan?
I can't. I'm not. It's another
John?
Joke.
Okay. No. Okay. No, his name is John Oliver.
Oh, yeah. He's a comedian.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't work with him now. I did his show years ago.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen him in many years.
You're going to run into him or hear from him.
Okay.
Just that's put weird. It out there. Yeah. So, and then...
give him a call.
You might want to see where he is. And there's the little guy again. Troy. Hi, Troy. He wants to talk to Drew. So you got to go get Drew. I'm telling you. Okay. And like, I see you. I'm trying to show. And,
it's me. And
I see the name Lane or Laney too.
I need
too,
to stop.
But I'm not
I'll
sure
text
if that's...
Drew.
Do you know anybody with the name Lane?
I'm going to text.
Elsa? I think it's you, Laney. keep that in mind also. And but you have a lot of you have just you're just so
Ellen DeGeneres
quick.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you might want to go because that's you have it. A lot of things. Yeah. So I'm just going to say
I have
to you,
nothing.
Yeah. No, yes, you do. Don't be silly. Okay.
And, got nada.
See just ya. Keep the name Lainey or Lane in your mind, and you'll have an interesting invite to Australia. You'll have to decide if you want to go. Do you know about that?
No.
Yeah. Well, keep it in mind.
I'm laughing because
and if you want to go, you can get there.
Because
just silly. Okay. So and then
at least you're not crying.
Yeah. Give it time.
Yeah. And then also, I don't know. I mean, that's pretty much what I see right now. Both of you are
Troy Vernon
successful.
Likes you, though.
Yeah.
Hey, Troy.
Of course he does. Why wouldn't he?
Was he here with Drew and you and the other guy out there, so Mike? So, yeah, I feel right now it's just other thing that we have to be just street smart. You know what I mean? We live in earthquakes, so just strap yourself down. Don't panic and be prepared.
What earthquake? What?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty good at that, actually.
Stop. When is the next earthquake coming, Rebecca?
Well, we're rocking and rolling. We had one not that long ago. Yeah, I'm not going to say. I'm just going to put it. I don't want to panic people. But, yeah, you know, just my whole thing, if you don't like earthquakes, move. You know, just be prepared. That's my whole thing.
Go to Hurricaneville and or where there are tornadoes.
We had some rock and roll in March, and I saw that in May was going pretty good. Maybe, you know, I don't feel anything right this moment, but I just tell everybody be prepared. Strap yourself down.
I am totally not prepared.
I'm not either.
Me neither, but I love earthquakes.
This whole room would just be... I mean, if an earthquake happened right now, we would all be in big trouble, okay?
No, we wouldn't. It's not our time necessarily.
No, I know, but I've got like things propped up all over the place. We'd be dodging lights.
Oh, well, don't say you weren't warned.
Yeah. Periscoping.
Help me.
The only chance I have is that James is here and he'll save us.
Unless that falls on.
How tall are you? James?
6'6".
He is
nice.
Oh, wow.
One
to aspire to.
Amazingly large man.
Yeah.
Good he can go too. Like this.
I know.
And hold your ceiling.
Well, I rescue you.
Okay, so I'm going to start with you. Really good Russian? Okay. Who's Dawn with you? Because there's the connection to Dawn, East Coast, and Dawn. Okay, so I feel like you're going that way for work, and I feel like there's a lot of business meetings for you that I don't necessarily want to say are acting. There are other types of business, okay, that are money generating.
Drug dealing.
Drug dealing, I meant. Yep. Thank you. I need help. But
you're going to start a cannabis business.
Yeah, okay. Who hasn't? Really? Please. Oh, I live in meth capital
That's
of the
true.
World.
It's and Sunland.
Sunland. Yeah, I live in the meth capital of the world, which Troy was over there at our local liquor store. Anyway.
Before he died?
Many times.
Maybe he followed you.
Many times before he died. Oh, yeah. But anyway, you have business on the East Coast, okay? And there's a connection to the name Dawn, but I feel like this is a family member. And I feel like it's coming through either... your grandfather's sister or your father's sister. All right. So I feel like it's coming through that on the East Coast. Boom. But you have business there. This is business that you need to actually take your brand in a different direction that isn't, well, it could be musical, but it's not. It's more product based to me. That's how I'm seeing it. And you should actually, there's a, like a lawyer's table. Don't go behind there. I don't like lawyer's tables, but there's like a lawyer table and there's a lot of people doing business with you and they're kind of uptight. You're not. But you have somebody speaking on behalf of you. And so there's money coming from that. And that's in the next 5 years. You're actually going to take your career in a different direction. You're not stopping at acting. And I don't even know about music, okay? I'm taking it even differently. You have a lot of energy with kids and your goal is actually to help them. I don't know if you've thought of that, but as we go forward in your life, and I don't even know how old you are, but give me your birthday, actually.
August the 2nd, 1972.
Okay, you're still young. Damn it. a baby. You're actually going forward with kids in the coming year, okay? And 5 years and 6 years and 7 years. So you're going to be some sort of a speaker on behalf of that, and I'm not sure in what direction. Again, I don't get it like entertainment-wise. I get it differently. Okay. Do you know what I'm speaking about with that?
Not yet, but maybe.
Okay. Yeah, I feel it's going business-wise. It is business-wise, and it's a whole brand thing. So you're actually shifting in a different direction as far as from what I can see. The acting's always there, but I feel like you grow bored with it. Okay. That's how it feels to me. The writing, I don't see so much as musical as I do as in writing. Okay. So I see it more speech for you rather than singing. The singing you will do, but I see it in like a – did you start this 8 years ago, or are you in the middle of the eight-year cycle?
Yeah, started 8 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like it's going to come out and then go and then boom. Okay. And then you're kind of moving in a different direction. Interesting. Your wife also has some business ideas, which I feel like you will back and do. but it comes up next October. And I don't know what you're waiting for, but there's something you're planning. And it's like, I'm excited to go see what you're doing. And it's together. Like, I mean, you support like this. So it's a two successful people in one home. Yay. And I do
That's
feel,
good.
Yeah, I mean, thank God, right? so many people not.
I don't bring freeloaders around here.
Yeah, well.
I only bring the best.
We can't judge them. They're all on their path, okay? No judgment here. I also feel like first child is a son. So I do feel like there's a little son, child, boy, male person coming. I feel closer. Now, I don't know if I should say this. There is some issue with how we get pregnant. I know y'all know how to do it, okay? But there is some issue either with timing or how we do it or how that arrives. And that's more in 2019 than it is right now, okay? There's a very specific timing for the child as far as what I can see. It's probably being planned. I mean, whatever. You're thinking about when is a good time. But there is something around this. The child is very specific and quite different, which is interesting. For you two, this child will be like, oh my God, whose child is this? Okay. So a very different kind of spirit, very eclectic and very different than either one of you. So kind of like accumulation of all your family, but none that the two of you recognize, which is really, no, it's good. It's not a bad thing. And no, I'm not saying he's weird or anything like this. It's just very, very different. So your expectation and yours are very different in how the child comes through. Very unique and very individual. So I think the child is a teacher. And I think that that's the reason for the delay in getting pregnant is the child is supposed to come through to teach the two of you. Therefore, the child just doesn't come through. It takes, you have to agree to it by working on the side to get the baby, and then the baby comes. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Kind of like what? Infertility treatment?
I don't know that it's that as much as it is timing.
Oh, okay.
I want to say timing, but there could be that. But I just see like we have to get there to do it. And the child needs to know that you're accepting them coming through. It's something, it's like a past life prior agreement. Unless you, do you already have a son?
No, I don't.
No. Okay. Then the son's coming through, but this child is very unique, odd, eclectic, like a whole mesh of different kinds of personalities. Good luck with that.
Thanks.
No, it'll be good. It'll be good, but it's just different. The two of you are like, we speak English and Spanish. He speaks, we don't know what.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very interesting. So you're going to learn a lot. The child is your teacher. And I'm taking it more on a spiritual level than anything else. Like it's very, very different for you.
Yeah.
And it's a next generation of some kind of child energy that I'm not familiar with, but it's very unique. Now, word it, not mentally ill.
You're giving birth to a dragon.
No, it's not. I'm like, sounds we'll like I'm like, saying crazy.
Maybe it's the year of the dragon.
Yeah. No, I think next year is a rat, isn't it?
I
don't know. I have to Google it. I don't know what next year is. This year's the dog. Isn't it the dog this year?
Yeah.
Okay. The dog. Anyway, I see that coming, but I see you going in a different business direction. All right. I just have to switch to you really quick because when you're speaking about your father, you know, through your family, there's something, how do I want to word this? I'd call it blood pressure, but it's actually vein issues because your dad has it through the back of his head.
Okay.
Okay. So that is a health issue. Not any big deal. I just got it. Okay. Now it's out of my head. Back to you. The hell with it. But I do see, I actually see the East Coast.
Does he have veins in the back of his head?
Well, no, it's
God.
Whatever. You shut the bleep up. No, it's whatever happens when the veins, so it's either blood pressure or like vasculitis or something. Whatever happens back there, I don't know. I'm blonde. I don't know these things. I'm just seeing it back there, actually feeling it. And it was the left side of his head as she was speaking about your dad. And so I feel like it's something. Yeah. Ask your husband what that is.
Have that checked.
Yeah. Not on you. It's your dad. So
no, I know.
Yeah. Something about that. do you have meetings like in New York right now coming up?
I hope so.
Are you planning it?
Nothing.
Okay, because I really want to go to the East Coast with you. I can't stop. I mean, I'm sure you're working in the South, but I want to go business-wise to the East Coast. You have the chance to make a lot of money if you allow yourself. I have a feeling right now that you are being managed or hopefully they're not watching this right now. I have a feeling you're being either managed or agented or however you call that, and they're not seeing your potential, and this is your struggle right now, okay? So they're seeing you one way, which is very marketable and very financial, but not the way that you can really excel. Okay, because you're going in a different direction. So the creative side is here, but we go over here. So it's slightly different. And I feel like you know this inside, but you might be a little bit young to actually like want to go push it that way. Maybe you want to get all you can get out of this and then go that way. But I actually feel it's your money that's going to increase. And I feel like your wife's business is very successful too. And say, yeah.
She's listening. You know that.
What
right?
sign are you?
Sign.
What's your sign, baby?
Birthday.
April 18, 1979.
Excellent.
Aries.
Aries. Okay. Aries.
Oh,
Aries.
So much about your love life. I just have to tell you, it is coming off you like crazy. Sorry to cut
She's
you
like,
off.
What?
Like, yeah. It's like, oh my God. I'm like, okay. So when you're done, we'll go to your love
okay,
life.
Okay.
She does see you. No, go ahead. Go sex.
Of course she's going to. Do you want sex? I can find
double
you somebody.
Psychic. Yeah.
Keep it not going, ladies. Not with me, but I can take you somewhere. Ow, what the hell? Okay. So I'm like, what the hell? No, interesting for you. Okay. You. Maybe I should say to you, this one is going to be a little bit crazy in the coming year. Just so you, a little bit more hyper. Okay. She doesn't act hyper right now, but there is a hyper side. You're Latin, so this would be make sense. Mm-hmm. But in the next, like...
That's stereotypical.
Right. I know. I'm sorry. Racist. Whatever. She's good looking, too. Is that stereotypical? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's cute. But you have... Between now and October, you need to actually learn how to calm yourself because your energy vibration is really up during this time. So you're even more, I'll use the word manic because that's what people call me at times, but I'll use the word like you're more hyper during this time and you actually have to bring it back so you can hear. They're trying to talk to you. You're extremely intuitive and it comes through, okay, mothers, probably there's many family members, but I want to say female on the mother's side of the family. It comes through that and there is the artist connection, but it's coming through that. You're taking it as energy. They're trying to talk to you from the other side. You actually, I have no idea. You say Mexican, but there's other people coming from different places, like different kinds of Latin places that are different. That I don't know because I'm Canadian, so I don't know.
Cuban?
It could be yeah.
Spanish.
Spanish. Okay, yeah, Latin. Yeah, just but different than like yeah. when I think of Mexico.
They're not Mexican.
Yeah, that's because she said Mexican, but I'm like, no, this is different to me. The colors are really interesting because I see the colors down the side of the street in the street. You have a lot of past life stuff coming to you. You actually have a voice. I'm going right into a past life during the war. It's European to me, so World War One or Two, whatever that is. But this information's coming through to you, and you may actually write about it. So you're doing family history going back into that side of the family, and there's something you're going to write and speak about that. But it makes you – it's making you very hyper right now or, like, feel anxiety. It's not that. They're trying to talk to you.
Oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So, I mean, no, I'm serious. They're trying to put information
That's
in your head.
That's great, because, like I say, remember, you have to calm down.
Calm the bleep down.
Calm down, remember?
Yeah.
Calm down.
I think she rules you, though, but yeah.
Hello.
You're going like this. I'm like, shouldn't let that happen. Stop that now.
Everything that you say, girls, I'm that because...
Yeah, she's intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
everything is...
I'm seeing it. It's coming through to you, though. I feel like you have something... There's something connected to... I'll say... I don't know where I am, but European war in your family history, and somebody was like a war hero or war person. I'm seeing the sides of the street and the blue down there. It's like they write about... It's him or her, I don't know, connected down the right side of the street. I'm just seeing the street and the path and the walk, but the color blue is connected to it. So I'm going with male with that, but I'm seeing it with you. It should be coming through to you in the next couple of years. But between now and October, you need to actually watch that you are not hyper, like anxiety hyper, like going, I have to go to the doctor, give me Valium, because that's not what it is. So do you meditate? Do you guys meditate?
Not really.
I am right now.
She is.
Okay, because you have anxiety, right?
I am what?
Anxiety.
Intense.
Nervous.
No, not for that. But no. the medicine that they give me, I'm...
Okay, but they're trying to talk to you from the other side. So you got to open yourself up. You can actually hear. They're showing me this. So you need to actually do it. It's very interesting. I'm getting images of you in the war, and it's just really interesting. Now, your connection to her, okay, did you save her for some reason? Don't take offense at that. Did you save her in this life for some reason, help her through something? Because you did in a past life too. So you were there to help her. And I don't mean traditionally male way. I'm talking emotionally. I feel this. I feel that that's the connection to her. Like you were stepped up to help her emotionally so that she could actually be who she is from a past life and this life. So you've had at least two lives together.
Oh, wow. She always says that.
We always say that.
Yeah, that's. I'm seeing it. Actually, I feel like I'll use the word saved you, but I'm speaking emotionally, okay? Because you're one kick-ass strong person. So that's not what I'm talking, you know, I'm not saying like you had to save her.
No.
I'm talking on a heart level, and it feels like a past life. There's a wartime, although I'm not seeing you in it, but I know you were there. And I feel like he came back to do that again, like you were separated. So there was an instant, I know this. And it's funny because part of you didn't know whether you should or shouldn't be with her. There was a confusion, but you knew it, but you're like, I shouldn't. Like, it's like you have five people in your head going, yes, no. But you were meant to. So I feel it. So it's a very strong connection. And even if you don't think it will work, it's going to work. So this is probably like PMS time or something during the month. I hate him. Get him out of here. It's very strong, but it's past life. It's at least two, and I'm seeing it. But I'm seeing you write about the family history, too, and from the war. I don't see you in it, but I know you're there. Cool. But you came through Canada, so we're not warring people. You know, we're pacifists.
Yeah. Well, my dad's Irish, mom's English, so I'm first-generation Canadian.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Before we go any further.
Wait, what part of Toronto? I should know this. Brampton. Stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know Brampton, Ontario. Yeah. Okay. What's that strip club up there?
Which one?
Oh, my God.
Latin Quarter,
strip club.
No, I used to drink there underage.
Latin Quarter, Million Dollar Saloon.
It was the only one up there at
Fox's
the time.
Den,
oh, God. I've got to remember
Silver
the
Dollar. not that I know them all. I just.
No. Brampton. I used to drive up there and I used to drink.
So we're going to take a break. We're going to take a break. And also, I was corrected by my engineer that it's Vern Troyer, not Troy Verner.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, he liked our neighborhood.
Sorry.
He'll forgive you.
They'll Troy something. That's all I could say.
Well, yeah, it's interesting.
Vern Troyer. Unless it's a Troy. If there's a Troy, I don't have a Troy.
No, it's probably him, Troyer, because it makes sense that he would be here, actually.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's weird. But we're going to take a break, come back, because we want to talk about Bergamot and Hydrolite and make sure everybody supports our sponsors so that we can keep calling
help.
Out with these wonderful clairvoyant mediums. And I want to have one
I'm not done with you.
One more round. Yeah.
We're
going to finish up. We're going to get the dirty details on this love life and be right back. I was at a party last night with my girlfriends and we were all talking about how when you reach that certain age, all things start changing. Changes in libido, energy, and metabolism. And then there are hot flashes. Bergafem actually helps me with the hot flashes. Bergafem is an all-natural dietary supplement made with the extracts from the bergamot citrus fruit, which is also known to have properties that can improve cardiovascular function. Additionally, it can help fight high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high blood sugar, and abdominal fat. What makes Bergafem different is its combination of natural ingredients specifically formulated for women facing menopause. I've been taking Bergafem for about a year now, and I've noticed increased energy and libido, and a serious reduction in hot flashes. Between that and what I know it can do for my cholesterol and blood pressure, I'm sold. It's safe, all natural, and there are no side effects. For a limited time, our listeners can save 10% on their order by entering code Dr. Drew at checkout on drdrew.com. That's DRDREW. To learn more about Bergafem, please also visit bergamet.com. That's BERGAMET.com today.
Be sure to talk to your physician before you use any Bergamet product. In fact, before you use any product or supplement, be sure to talk to your doctor.
All right, we're back.
Oh, God. We're back?
Can I ask Elsa, though, are you Mayan? Do you know if you have Mayan?
I think Elsa should get in the picture.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk over, but I had to.
I feel a lot of Aztec or Mayan
around
her.
She's got the spirit.
And high intellect. Intellectual people. They're all coming in all around you right now.
Well, maybe, but that I really don't know. You know, sometimes.
Uh-huh. Well, the Spanish may be in there, but I definitely feel the Indian or the Mayan, the Aztec. They have the one, I think it's the Mayans. They have the gray, long with the little white flowers on it. Mm-hmm. And so they're all around you. So if you were to
It's more southern, Yucatan.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Maybe what, that's what
What part
is.
Of Mexico are you from?
South Mexico, or Central America.
So that's like the Yucatan area.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Like those?
That's
yeah.
where the Mayans are.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. We've been to the ruins of Chile. Right by the ruins.
Oh,
so close.
No wonder. Because as I'm looking at you, I see them all coming in behind you, and they're very intuitive, and they have lots
that's
of
a very
magical,
spiritual world. Too.
Magical, almost, you know.
Well, that's why she has the ability, and they're trying to come through her, but she doesn't see it that way.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I kept seeing it, and it was like, whoa.
Just girl, Elsa.
Yeah, go
I
Elsa.
Know. I told you the room was going to be filled with unusual spirits. I could just tell.
Awesome.
I mean, maybe I'm, I don't know. Maybe
psychotic.
I'm psychic.
You're right. Don't judge yourself.
Sorry.
That's why you have the show.
I guess. I'm not really psychic. I'm intuitive, but I'm not psychic.
That's a form of empathic.
Yeah.
So intuitive is empathic. It's a different name for psychic.
I mean, I have good intuition, and I understand this. It all makes sense to me, but I can't like see what you guys see.
You see it differently. You feel it.
Yeah. I'm just entertained by it.
The Irish have a lot. They're very open. I'm very Irish too, but it is genetically the pineal gland on the top of your head, and this is real. And mine is extremely developed from my grandmother's side,
who is more of a Yugoslav
and the Sicilian.
Okay, we need to stop. I'm going there again.
Sorry.
Stop.
It's stand up. You know,
it's the name of it. I hope I pronounced it right. Susan Pinsky.
No, she's got a big whatever it is up there. It's working. I've just been astounded by the stuff that she can see. But okay, so do you have any questions, Marilyn? Because I know
What's your birthday?
You always seem very stunned by this whole thing. Like the last time you were here, you were kind of, you had that look on your face, like, what is this? You know,
my birthday is June 22nd, 1971. You know, last time I was, I listened to that. I was very
closed
scared. Off. Yeah, well, not scared. Just like I was much more abrupt than I. When I heard myself back.
Yeah, you were a terrible guest, by the way.
Yes.
One of my worst. But it's all right.
Do you know why that is? Like, though? I was almost like aggressively, a little bit defensive.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
But it was Colby. Colby can do that.
Why'd
to
you have
too.
Me back if I was.
No,
do you know
I was
what that
joking.
Is, though?
Joking.
It can be very shocking to hear something and how you take it because you have to absorb it. So you're either really an open person that doesn't have a problem with everybody. Hearing your stuff. I don't know that I'd do well in a reading if somebody read me right off the bat. If they got all my stuff, I don't know if it would be a happy time.
Right.
So you have to absorb.
I think it was more about your family dynamics or something. There was something going on in your family.
Well, she said she wasn't going to go into that. The stuff that she did talk about was my career. And even that, I was like, yeah, I don't know.
Did any of it come true?
Listening back to it, a lot of it sounded, I was like, oh yeah, that sounds right. But in the moment, I was more defensive.
Yeah, you can't tell psychically what's coming. It's hard to prove. That's good though. I mean, at least you see it now because she can predict if you're getting pregnant pretty well. So, you know, like you weren't getting pregnant. So
that's all that matters. what's your son's name?
Valentine.
Oh,
sweet. And what's his birthday?
He's here?
Yeah, he's in the backyard. Oh. July 15, 2008. Oh, no, that's my husband's birthday. July 24. July 24,
what?
2008.
What?
2008.
My son, do you remember the day when your legs were up?
July 24,
that day.
2008.
Okay. Okay, interesting. In and out, in and out, in and out. So there's two distinctly different sides to his personality. Okay, very, very different. He actually hides who he is, even though he's little, okay, young person. He hides who he is until he's comfortable, but he is comfortable, and then he's this other person. So you may actually have somebody that goes into comedy or stand-up because of the way that he flips in and out of his personality. So he's comfortable in certain personas, and then the real him is back here. So it's quite interesting. I feel he's exceptionally smart when it comes to written things. So when he writes, so story writing, storytelling, school, English, all of that. So there's like there's a love of education with him. I'm sure not now, you know, because whatever. But as he grows, there'll be a love of educating himself and continuing to do so school-wise. So I see that. Your connection to him is really interesting because he was born to bring you out of your shell. You did not think you wanted to be a mother. You knew you did, but you did not think it was going to work for you. I don't know what that means. But he was there to bring you out of your shell, okay? So you were like... When you got pregnant, like, oh my God, like what's happening now?
Yeah.
Maybe I can drop him off down the street. That lady could raise him. But he's to bring you out. So he's actually to pull you out. You're ending a karmic cycle with him in this life. So you've had, in my opinion, but it's only from how I see it, we kind of travel in three lifetimes. So this is like the third one and he's pulling you through it. So halfway through his life. So by the age of 38 with him, a long way. Okay. So he will be a completely different person to you and you to him. The bond will not be broken, but the karma will be ended and it will go into a totally different direction at that point. He will have one daughter. He probably have more, but I'm seeing one daughter that's extremely close to you and plays in your clothes closet.
Aww.
It's your first grandbaby girl. Long brown hair. Like really long hair, loves her hair long and almost like a flower child, which I don't think you are, but for some reason, she, just going with a no on that for you, but she is. And your husband is quite an interesting person. Pisses you off to no end is what I want to say. Just true. Like, oh my God. You don't speak the same language as him, which is really interesting. He comes at you differently. You don't understand him in the most literal sense. I mean, I know he's speaking to you, but
that's correct.
You do not understand him. You don't understand how he can say that and expect a reaction like this. I'm just seeing it. Maybe he's like a, he's learned it's hard for him to communicate because he seemed to have a very volatile mother. And so he didn't know how to speak. Mm. So he just speaks a little and then goes away. Speaks a little, goes away. That's the problem. He didn't know if it was safe to speak all the way. And when he does speak all the way, you don't really want to listen to it. So it's interesting. He really wants your attention right now. I'm speaking about your husband. Okay. He's trying to, I mean, sexually, do you have any cream for that?
Sexually?
No, no, well, I'm kidding. I'm just messing with her. He really
I'm not
wants
sex with
your,
Emily.
Yeah. He really, really wants your attention right now. Aww. Like, and I'm more talking emotional. I'm being facetious when I say sexually, although my mind does go there, but,
well, that's pretty much what they want.
Yeah. I know, food and sex, right? Mm-hmm. But no, I'm speaking
usually
emotionally.
In the opposite order.
You, it's okay. They can have sex if they can pay for food.
That's right.
And shoes. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, with your husband, you're going back into his family. So there'll be a lot of family stuff that comes up with him in the next 4 months. You're going back to his home, his family, his people, his whatever. You'll be, pay attention to it because you'll learn about him differently and you will understand why he speaks the way that he does. He's actually quite romantic, but he would rather almost, I don't want to say die, but he just shuts it down when Aww. You shut him, you know, like he thinks you're doing it, but you don't understand what he's doing. This is his way of being romantic to you.
Well, I give another twist on that, okay?
Okay.
I agree with her in some ways. You have an enormous amount of pink around you, which is the color of love. You do. You have a lot of love. And you are a Cancer then, and you're very sensitive, which you could have a shell, but under that, it's the most soft and sensitive person there could be. That's why mom would be important to you. Mom would be important for her to be engaged, important for you to have a relationship with her. Dad could be put off to the side a little bit and then come more into the picture later in life when you're a parent, you know. Your boy, I think I said about swimming because he's out by the pool. He's well mm-hmm. taken care of.
Yes.
But I saw him around a pool, but I didn't know he was here.
In the backyard?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I saw a pool. And
he wants to go in, I bet.
Yeah, yeah. And I have a grandfather named Valentine.
He's really?
Yeah.
He's adorable. Amazing.
Yeah, and that comes from the psychic side of my family. Yeah, so, yeah, when you said that, I'm like, whoa, it's my great-grandfather.
How crazy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And so, and the little boy has the cutest face. Little eyes are so bright and beautiful. He's wondering where his teeth are, so I don't know how old he is, but has he got any of the top teeth yet?
He's 9.
Oh, he's that old already? Mm-hmm. Then one of his teeth might be loose or something. Look and see in what's going on with his teeth.
Okay.
But you don't want to bring him in, huh?
I would love to.
You know, we don't have time.
Oh, darn.
We don't have time.
But after, I can look at him for a minute.
Valentine.
Mm-hmm. And I'm also feeling your love life. It's going to be important for you to have a comfortable bed. So the bed is everything. So is your bed
really
comfortable
focused
right now?
On the bed right
the bed
now.
Is comfortable.
Do it on the floor.
Yeah, very comfortable.
I think
like you just get in
wants
it
to
do all the stress
the
of the world.
Did I not say
and have comfortable pillows and a nice cozy bed and
some perfume.
And then you know who I see around you, and I'm just going to have you ever been in the Desi Lu? Anything to do with Desi Lu, like anything on the Universal lot or in any of her dressing rooms or anything?
I don't know. I may have.
Yeah,
it's
I think
quite
you
possible.
Have. Because she's coming. She likes your style, she told me. She knows she could be a little.
Who,
you know,
Lucille
edgy.
Ball?
Yeah, she likes her style and she likes her delivery.
Hey, thanks.
Mm-hmm. And it's all in the timing, right? And you know what I have to tell you something? You have some good facial expressions. Because I went to look at this old book in the 1940s, Actors, and I thought, oh man, they're funny because they're faces, okay?
Right.
So I did this whole thing and Sherman, he started laughing so hard. He says, you're so crazy, Rebecca, but you're so funny. So what she's trying to give you is also not only she says the timing's great, but how you deliver it and how the people perceive your face. Like, and you have something about Taxi so strong around you. Have you ever met any of the cast of Taxi before? Even
yes.
Though you're a ton younger.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's.
I did a couple episodes with Danny DeVito.
Oh. And
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, because I keep feeling that all around you. You might run into Danny DeVito in the near future also.
My kids love that mm-hmm. show.
Really?
Yeah. And also here, is I'm just going to say it because I see people all the time from the other side, celebrities, and it always makes sense later, yes. is Walter Matthau. So, oh my God. Yeah, does that make any sense to you?
I love him.
But... yeah, he's here today. It's not somebody I would ever really talk about or think about. He wants to help and guide you in some writing material that might turn into a movie or could even be a series. So, you know, again, protect your ideas because you don't want anybody to take them. You know how it is. And you've got some of the greats here for you. And then I don't know.
I love when celebrities show up.
Oh, yeah. They're all coming.
It always makes me so happy.
It'd be fun if you come back again and you say you had a connection to this or that. Or I'm just interested in your Southern thing. I'm like all into that, boy. That could be very
We're
going to
follow that.
Like yeah. that house, too. The house.
Yeah. And then I also feel if you want another child, it's possible. Your boy came at first to be sort of like the main star of the show.
Pretty mm-hmm.
okay, but Drew.
Old,
Drew.
I think
Drew's here.
I'm like 47.
I want to see if you can.
You could always steal one.
We're gonna see if.
I'm
if
just
Vern,
gonna say it's. Oh, go ahead.
I'm gonna give Drew my headset yeah. for a second.
Not mine. Ah, you trying to kill me?
Rebecca.
Yes.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing okay now.
She asked if there was anybody knew a Troy.
Oh.
Or something with Troy, the name Troy. It's the, I guess it's the little Mini-Me. Guy that, yeah, Mini-Me that passed
but
away.
But I never met him. I don't know him.
He seems to be drawn to you. He may have known about you more than you know. And I feel like his addiction, he's not here for you to sort of do a session multidimensional, which... I mean, it's possible, but he's here because I think he wants to express how much he was gratitude for all the opportunities he had, as I'm seeing, and that to help with this addiction problem, rather than say, oh, I want you to help me, you know, Mr. Pinsky. It's more he'd rather be like a little sidekick in
like
some of your,
like, yeah,
in helping you. And that's what he just told me. I didn't even know that till just now. Mm-hmm. And that he said it's important for him to give back. Because he feels like he died. He had a longer life than he expected, but then he also died sooner than he thought. And it's kind of complicated. But his purpose in being here today is to give back and to encourage people, no matter what their situations are, to believe in their dream. And addiction is a disease, and I think he may have had a bit of that. But he says that's irrelevant now to what he did feel like he accomplished and wants to give back.
So his little... you know, body, mm-hmm. you're right. There are people with that don't live very long.
Yeah.
Because the cardiopulmonary system gets completely compressed and mm-hmm. it doesn't have normal pressures as a result.
Right.
And so people don't live long. I had heard rumors that he also was an alcoholic or addict or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
That was really going lately. And yeah. if you add that to the cardiopulmonary stuff associated with that kind of scrunched up body.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he tried to kill himself.
I've heard stuff like
yeah,
that.
I feel yeah. like it was suicide. And I don't think he's ready to help you yet because they have to process on the other side. So he's probably just now clearing on the other side because when they cross over like that, they have to clear their energy.
It's like Westworld, you got to get cleared.
You got to get cleared. Maybe those – it is.
But he wants to send you lots of hummingbirds. Be open, Drew. It's okay. to you.
Okay.
Okay, not that he wouldn't give them to Susan, but it'll be to
but
you.
But he's mad at her now.
Yeah, no.
Oh, why is he mad at you?
I'm teasing.
Because I called him the wrong name.
Yeah. No, he doesn't care.
I think we met him before at an event or something.
No.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
No.
When my kids were in high school, he was always down the street from my house. There's a flower store and a liquor store there, and he was constantly.
Yeah, but he has circled there. In my world a bit. I have people ask me about him, wonder, can I help him? Blah, blah, blah.
Well, you know who came to him first, and I know this sounds outlandish, and I'm saying what I
Excellent.
See.
Excellent,
Robin. Robin Williams, you know, Robin.
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Robin Williams.
Yeah, Robin Williams came to get him because he identified. But I have to say, the little guy, sorry, I want to call you the little guy, he talks about his mom a lot. So I don't know how much we know about his history and how his mom encouraged him, you know, and how he got the courage to do what he does.
He was Mennonite.
Mike, did you know Vern Troyer?
No, but I knew Robin.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, he's here. So I'm going to pick him all up now.
I love Robin Williams.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he's, in heaven, it's full of the entertainment. I have proved that there is no death. I have physical evidence of the proof of that and that we go dimension to dimension. And it has music and humor. It's a big part of what heaven is. So these guys got a stage like you would not believe. But they both had, like you said, depression and maybe I don't know about Robin Williams with addiction, but they're
here.
He was
alcoholic.
He was a cocaine addict before that.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Years ago.
And they want to help young entertainers or still be multidimensional. So he's going to give you a high five and may come in your dream. He's trying to work it out how to do what we do. Yeah. And so, well, I just had to put that in there because I saw him and Vern, I guess, wanted us to know about his story and his mother. And it's more about his accomplishing, you know, what he did. And I wonder if he was going to write a book or something. Maybe he
I feel like the parents were a good influence for him. So, mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we could look.
Negative,
and
good.
Maybe
hey,
we'll.
I'm going to interrupt. Mm-hmm. Where'd this great picture of Susan come from? Is that the way Colby gave you?
Yeah, it's great.
I can't
see. Is that
see
new?
It.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can't turn.
No, your back is a mess. Do not turn.
I can't turn. It'll be the end of me.
So, well, that's my take on Vern.
Okay, so we're gonna take a break and thank you guys for coming in. You can find Mary Lynn at Mary Lynn. Don't make me spell her last name.
Spell it.
Do it.
No, no. I want Mary Lynn to spell it.
A J S K U B.
If I do it, if I do it a few times in a row, I remember it. But then when I have to remember it, I have very bad short-term memory.
Raj's Cup.
It's an exciting name.
My wife looked at me that day and she goes, "Have you tried to remember anything lately?" Is that not weird?
So anyway, it's a Czech name, which I can identify with. Oh. So I just, and she can, do you have a website for your tour?
Just all the social. My website's probably pretty
Whack you're,
right now.
You do stand-up.
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
And I have to see your show. When are you going to be local?
Every week.
Really?
Comedy Club.
Where?
Comedy Club? Improv.
Really?
Mostly.
Let's go.
Field trip.
Psychic field trip.
She was at the ice house a couple months ago.
I know.
Back to the ice house?
No. Sure. I was there the other night.
Let us know when you're there.
Just let me know. That's right. We're here for the love of God.
And then
I had fun there the other night on 420. I was there.
James Preston.
Were you smoking pot?
Roberts, right? James Preston.
No,
Rogers. I am known to screw up the last name. Is also on social media, and you can also find him.
Yeah. All the social media stuff. James Preston Rogers. They got the show with these two incredible actors coming out.
Benjamin.
Was it this Christmas-ish?
Yes. You get to see Dr. Drew in a movie with these wonderful people called Benjamin.
What?
We're actually going to continue that conversation. You're on the show you're on right now.
From season two Frontier that's playing on Netflix. I have a film coming called Alpha Wolf. It's like a werewolf film where I get to play a bad guy.
He's going to, yeah.
Yeah, staying busy.
That's going to be,
staying busy.
That'll be very successful.
See, that's what Rebecca saw.
Kind of, I don't know. It's like, it was.
Okay, you two, we're doing a podcast over here. You need to.
I got something when he said movie ongoing TV show coming for him. Okay. I feel like it's right there. Boom. Just said it.
Good. Okay. Done. He'll get a reading later. But
So, get out.
But thank you so much for joining us. I hope this was a positive experience.
Very positive.
So cool. Yeah. So
I know
cool.
Mary Lynn's got to go. She's got a heart out. So, but I do want to tell her.
She goes there.
Stop.
If you want to come back and co-host anytime, I'll have you back. And we'll go through the whole.
Thanks, you guys. It was incredible.
It was fun.
Lots of fun.
It was fun. We had a very positive, enlightening day. Yeah. It wasn't
a lot of good energy, good spirits here. Good stuff.
For real.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We have the Irish and the Czech.
So yeah, and check us out. Check me out at First Lady of Love, and also you can find all the podcasts on iTunes and callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com, and tell a friend so we can keep doing this and. Hopefully, we'll take some callers in the future. So just stay tuned. I got to tell you about Hydralyte. Drew introduced this product to me last year, and I've been using it almost every day since. It's a drinking mix that keeps you really hydrated, especially after a Bahama cruise. All my friends on the cruise loved it. This time of year, it's nearly impossible to avoid getting sick, and staying well hydrated is crucial. If you manage not to catch something, it's so easy to get dehydrated just because we're all so busy and never manage to drink enough water during the day. That's the beauty of Hydrolite. Whether you're sick or not, you can absolutely benefit from the proper balance of sodium, glucose, and water. And Hydrolite does this better than sports drinks with 75% less sugar. Hydrolite comes in great flavors like orange, berry, and lemonade, and is available as a pre-mixed drink, a powder, or my favorite, fizzy little tablets you can drop into a glass or a bottle of water. Order Hydrolite today at Hydrolite.com/Dr. Drew. That's Hydrolite.com/Dr. Drew. For a limited time, my listeners can save 30% on Hydrolite. Just click the banner on my site or the DrDrew.com site and use code DrDrew18 at checkout. That's DrDrew18. So we're back, and we have a special guest who everybody knows now because James just told everybody.
I still don't know who he is. No, I know he, it's Bob. That's
he
it.
Didn't, but here's how it works, Bob. Mm-hmm. His name's Bob. Okay.
We don't give any information up front.
I did give Sloan your birthday, but
which one was it?
The last one.
Okay. Oh, so, the victim. So she put victim
before
next
the break. We were talking about earthquakes, and apparently there's 10 earthquakes every hour. So well, I think they
exist constantly. I think we're having them all the time. We just don't feel the little tiny ones.
Yeah. So, but Elsa's mother called and said, "Are you okay with the earthquake?" And just texted her like 5 minutes ago. So.
We'll see.
Maybe there's an earthquake we don't know about. But, all right, so we have this.
I always like to call somebody and just say, what's shaking?
So we have Sloan Bella and Rebecca Fearing here. They're gonna give you a psychic reading, and you're going to see what you think. Have you ever had one before?
Yeah, I've had many. I've done past life therapies, and I've done psychic readings, and I've done astrology, a lot of that. I have a friend I've been close with for 35 years. Who's a astrologer by trade, and he's a really good friend.
Wow. Okay, so good. This is not.
Yes, I'm an open palate.
Not virgin territory for Bob.
I'll probably. All I'm scared of is oh no, not again.
All right, so okay, I'll just let them take it away.
I want to start with you in the next 3 months, okay? So I feel like your life's going to be a little bit of a roller coaster, no earthquake intent comment there, but I feel literally like things are changing in the next 3 months for you and in a way that you don't expect. So whatever you have planned is not actually happening the way you think. It's changing in this time frame. So by April, May, June, July, August. And I'm feeling it's work-wise, but I feel it's work-wise connected to your personal relationships. So there's a shift and boom, you have to change what you do work-wise based on your personal relationships. So it's kind of twofold that way, twofold. And I do feel what's interesting with you, I just got your birthday. I just looked at the email. So you're a Taurus. But besides that, what I feel is interesting, you don't strike me like that. You do look like it, but you don't strike me like that. Because you have a more...
It's an illusion.
Yeah, it's an illusion. I'm pretending. I'm hiding under Taurus. No, you have a much more open side, but you also have a very traditional side, okay? And I'm going to even put this from your past lives. There's a real love of tradition, history, this kind of thing coming through for you, okay? That's like really, really strong. So you, not history in past lives, history in this life and things that you can go and follow and make tradition, which is very interesting. There is a blonde-haired woman connected right next to you who's passed over. I feel she's an aunt, not a mother, okay? So but her hair is blonde, not bleached, kind of like lighter, but not like white, okay? And it's old lady style, her older style, I'm sorry, you know. The hairdressing kind of style.
Like the curly perm.
Yeah, that thing from like that? The heck that was. Yeah, and I feel like...
Sure, that's not my grandma.
It could be your grandma too, but actually I feel like it's everybody.
It could be your grandmother coming to help me.
Yeah, exactly. Grandma has a crush on him. It's possible, you know. But anyway, what I feel with her, which is really interesting, I feel like she was very quiet in life, and I feel like you did something for her early on, like by the age of 11, and then I feel she passed, and I don't even think you wanted to do it, but she's grateful for it. So there's like you showed up and did something against your will as a kid, so to speak, like go do this, and there's like gratitude back to you because it meant a lot.
You're saying her spirit is out there somewhere trying to do some karmic thing back.
I'm just feeling like you're being acknowledged for, it's recognized that you took time as a child to visit this person and make her feel a certain way.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
There's gratitude to you for that. So you've got a whole different, you're actually, your spirit is more of a sensitive person and you have healing ability yourself. So it's interesting that you're in entertainment because James here blabbed it. But anyway, it's James the blabber over here.
He had a great reading, by the way.
Yeah. Anyway, but it's
interesting. His is much more interesting. He doesn't have an 11-year-old with a blonde haired old lady.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, you were 11 at the time, actually. But
I know.
But you have more of a healing energy yourself. So you're supposed to explore that for yourself and actually step out. So are you doing some sort of a charity-based something at the moment or doing something?
Always.
Okay, because that's where
25 years.
Okay, because you are more of a healer than, quote, even an entertainer. I know you don't want to hear it, but I don't mean, I'm not judging your abilities.
That's a compliment.
Okay,
nice. That's, I would rather be. I like entertainment. You're healing with entertainment as well.
Yeah, that's your spirit by nature.
Unless you're playing a cannibal or a zombie.
No, zombies are cool. If they look
like
Brad Pitt. I'm just saying, Brad Pitt, cool.
Always, and a nice person.
Oh, I love him. Oh, now I'm jealous. You know him. Oh, God.
No, he's an acquaintance, but I want his abs really bad.
I want something else from him, but whatever. I feel like you're more of a healer, okay?
Sloan's so considered the sexy psychic.
Yeah, I just have a problem with sex these
days. She's very ballsy.
I get what goes on in between readings.
Yeah, that's right. That's what my neighbors think. I'm some kind of weird prostitute that has all these people coming in the house.
You could roll this right into that cable channel where they sell sexual products.
Exactly. I thought of it.
Hey, come on.
Just take the headset off and turn on the vibrating.
Susan's got some in a closet over there. She can
excellent.
Bring them out.
Yeah. Okay, but it's a hygiene issue.
Called the ghost rotator.
There. Oh, God, we just did a comedy act. Okay, but you're more of a healer by temperament and by nature. I also see you going to a place where you relax. It's like cliffs and bluffs. It's, to me, again, more East Coast, but rocky. Okay? Like,
you sure you didn't go onto my Instagram?
No, I really didn't. I didn't know you were here. I can recognize you because I spied, and then James did it again. But I don't know where you go. But I'm seeing that. And weirdly, did you just start painting or doing something with...
I don't have time, but I'd like to draw. I'll do a caricature of you guys.
Okay,
real quick.
Do you do that, though?
Mine
better be skinny. Better be skinny.
Yeah.
All I see, everybody's thin. Everyone's thin, and you all have vibrators.
And no cellulite.
James,
add that
you
can just
hold yours.
Does James have one, too? That's very frightening. What does Elsa think about that?
He's able to hold five in one hand.
No. I only use mine to enhance my psychic ability to reach another vibration.
Right. How is it?
It's really
okay. No, tell me what there.
Art is not my thing.
Hold on, tell me what there is with color and texture. That's like some sort of. What are you doing? Color, texture. There's something I'm seeing with this.
With what I just drew?
No, not with that. That's like a bad child.
That was
that's
amazing.
Like a drunk
like
kindergartner. A drunk kindergartner, okay?
I think I drew better in kindergarten.
Yeah. No, I'm seeing something with texture, color. I'm seeing it connected to the area where the rocks are, where you go. So I don't know what it is there, but I feel like you're in the process. You may be doing something in the house with this, like texture, color, but I'm seeing it.
Yeah, there's a lot of that in my life.
Okay, I'm seeing it, but I want to touch it like this. I want to feel it. So,
you can come over. I mean, I got this thing, so I know that I'll...
Yeah. If you add some coffee and chocolate, we're on. Yeah,
always.
I'm an easy date.
No, my fiance is going to love it.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I know my husband as well. Actually, at this point, he might. Who
knows? Sounds like fun if I was in a different lifetime.
That's right.
I feel you're a healer. I'm going to say that to you. So your life as you get older is going more down that road. More more towards that on a level. That's how I would word it.
And I'm drawn to those people more and more.
Yeah,
and
because you're opening it. Yeah, they're teaching, and you're supposed to actually go down that road.
So, what is your cause? What do you support?
Well, I've lost two sisters, one at 34 and one at 47, and the one at 34 was a brain aneurysm, but the one at 47 was scleroderma, which is hardening of the skin, which is mostly a female disease, and a huge black circulation of the world. And we've raised $46 million in 25 years. Wow. And we do them with comedy benefits. And all the comedians come. We do it at the Beverly Wilshire in L.A. Wow. So we're finding a cure. There are people now in remission. So
That's great, Bob. Good job, buddy.
It's a good one.
That's awesome, man. Appreciate it.
We've been very lucky. We have some real smart people. I'm not. I draw stick figures.
So, Rebecca.
But very well.
Can you pick up on anything before we let him go?
It's really his father that I've been looking at, Bob, the whole time, and feeling the presence of his dad. And also, one of your sisters, she looks like she has more brown hair than blonde. She's right by you. She's funny, too. It kind of runs in your family. But you have... You know, like all people that use humor to help people that have been sad, you have that ability because people will come and they'll feel like depressed or sad or maybe they've lost a loved one. And you, it is an important role you have, not just to help with the disease, but just to give people hope, laughter, and laughter will heal you. It lets off a chemical in your body that actually is healing. But your father is so strong there. And I don't know if they used to call you Bobby or Robbie.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby, right? Yeah, because I kept hearing, Bobby, Bobby, I'm here. And then he tells me that he loves you. He's got the girls. Big hug. And that he told me about Chicago. Again, I'm seeing a lot about Chicago. So you might do a benefit there. Or I don't know. Your dad is insistent. I wanted to say New York.
Chicago. Oh, Chicago. Yeah.
He told me, I want to say New York. And he goes, no, Rebecca, say Chicago. So what is your connection to that area? Because your dad is insistent I say it, or Illinois.
Well, that's my fiance is from Chicago.
Oh, good. So your dad's here helping me. Thank you, Dad.
Yeah, he's digging her.
Yeah. So, and he said that she's not only a pretty woman, she's a smart woman. And that's more important sometimes even than good looks. But he says she's well-rounded, she has both, and she understands you, which is the most important thing he said. And also he said that you and her will have many adventures together. So, and the other thing that's really strong around you, Bob, is Japan. So keep the Asian countries in mind. Does that mean anything to you yet, Japan?
It does. I've got to drink a lot of water because there's a lot of salt. And I'll take my Lipitor. No, she travels to Japan. She does it for work sometimes and wants me to go there really bad.
Really?
Wow. Right. You're nailing all of this.
So, you know, your papa loves you so much.
He likes
her. And he's with you, and he likes her very much. And
yeah, she's an easy one to like.
Yeah, and he's going to send you a dragonfly in the most unusual place to the both of you, not in any private area, no orifice, okay? No.
That would be his father.
So I'm going to be in bed, and this thing's going to go up the sheets. And
yeah, I don't know, but your dad's got a good sense of humor. He said your mother did too, though, so she said she had to.
She had to. Yeah. She had to cave.
And can I ask you a question? Do you remember your first gig in New Jersey?
First gig in New Jersey.
The first one you did there. Not your first gig, but Jersey. Something with
Jersey. Jersey was the first time I saw Don Rickles do stand-up.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I snuck in. Okay. I snuck in at 17.
Uh-huh. Because it was, I heard something in Jersey, and in the beginning of your career was a big impact. I actually met Don Rickles before, so, and I could see how he would have impacted you, but I'm just going to say that was important. That was, in my opinion, in my vision, in your karmic map, that stop at that club that night helped you to make some of your decisions in your life path, even if you don't know it was as important as I see it.
Yeah, I didn't realize it at the time. I didn't think I'd be a comedian, and I'd seen him on The Tonight Show, and I was only 17, and I didn't meet him or anything, but I'd become very close with him until he passed away last year. I was I became like a son in a way, because he lost his son, he was just one of my favorite people on the earth.
Well, maybe he knew about me. I met him a couple times. I met him at the Hiltons, and he gave them a run for their money. So he might be here to say hello. He's glad that you're successful. He inspired you, and I'm gonna stick with that because he did know me, and I wouldn't be surprised if he came here.
That's a closer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's always good to have a big comedy headliner end the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I said to his wife, I said, I'm a psychic. She says, I'm one too. I said, oh, okay.
Yeah. So she's a nice girl. You know what he would say right now? He said, boy, this is some television show you got. He would give you a hard time. But he would do it with love. He goes, Bob's at home on an iPhone and you guys are on a couch. You're on a couch in a basement. Get out of the basement.
Straight to video. Straight to video.
You know, it's never gone any straighter. It's streaming into someone's nose plugs.
No, into her orifices.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Did you hear that?
Well, this is the crystal.
That's the key.
This actually, I'll tell you something interesting about this. This belonged to a person that I had been very close with when I moved out to LA, Gary Shandling. And Judd Apatow just did a documentary about him. And then he gave it to my sister, Gay, who had scleroderma while she was in the hospital. And Gary said, this will help your sister. And her hands, your hands get affected by this disease in addition to your lungs when you finally are at the end of it. But she had it for a while. And then when she passed, I kept it. And then we lost Gary 2 years ago. Yeah. So it's a strange life, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
you've been spot on about everything else. I just like that we're all wearing these, that you're wearing these headsets that looks like you're in the Thunderbirds.
Yeah, we are.
I know.
All right.
Well, it's a cheap.
I like it. I'm just a Don Rickles. Spirit has overtaken.
Oh man, he was funny as hell. Get up! Yeah, I wish you'd been there to see what how he roused.
Oh,
them.
He was hilarious. Yeah. You would look at James right now, and he would see his cute little hat, and he would go, "What, bad hair day?" You know. What's the reason? Bad hair day and a headset you got to wear. You have a beautiful mane, by the way. Yeah. James,
I know. Thanks, looks hot in a headset, anyways.
No, he does. It's not fair. You don't need Brad Pitt. You got James there.
I know. We have Elsa.
Yeah, his wife is right here.
We can't. She's not my type.
Ogle too much.
Oh, it's all making sense to me now. This is not this whole psychic thing. It's really just swinging.
Is it distraction?
We're doing video swinging.
With headsets on, because that's the most attractive way to do
James,
it.
So, James, I mean, Bob, thank you so much.
You can call me anything.
Honey.
Whoever you are.
Drew was on your movie, Benjamin, and we explained that to our audience. But
and it's a cameo and it's a secret. But we can say that.
It's a secret.
Can you?
It's a secret. No, not really. But yeah, it's like, spoiler alert.
You'll also be able to hear Bob on This Life podcast with James, and also the movie comes out in September.
I believe we don't have the actual release date yet because they're working out all the stuff. Our exec producers, they're working their tails off, our investors, and I'm excited about it. We had a really good screening that night.
Very good. And it's a good movie, and I think everybody, all my listeners, should watch it. Also,
your words meant a lot to me. You emailed me about how you thought that it really applies to what's going on, and it's an over-the-top dark comedy about a kid you think's on crystal meth, which I'll talk about later. But it's interesting that you nailed what the point was, but I didn't realize there are people that whack-a-doodle that really don't know how to take care of
the family
system. They don't know what therapy is. Well, they've never been to therapy.
From all the podcasts that I've done with Drew about addiction with Bob Forrest and Drew, the background is usually trauma, a screwed up parent, and a horrible family life. Like,
never met an artist of any kind that hasn't gone through some craziness that you can't believe.
Yeah,
you can't
usually
make a story about that.
Alcoholics.
Well, it's their life. It's just so crazy.
Yeah, there's a pro wrestler named Jake the Snake Roberts. I don't know if you remember from the 80s and 90s, but his grandfather and father were the same guy. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Wow. Well, my mother and my father were the same person.
That's in vogue. That's actually in vogue. You're right. Yeah.
When they had sex,
time.
It was like a half a pretzel.
I hear your dad say, now, Bobby.
Yeah. So my mom would say that. My dad would just smirk.
Okay. That's what we're all waiting for.
Well, thank you. I really enjoyed this. You said a couple things that were like, holy heck.
Now, where is Cheryl?
Wait. This show could go another half hour, Bob. Are you ready for that?
I'm always ready.
Okay.
But is that Jennifer's?
Oh, actually, I do have a time limit at some point.
Yeah, so we need to get you a private reading with Rebecca. And then... Mm-hmm.
bring.
Yeah, that's what we'll do, and that's what we'll do.
Can I ask Cheryl her
and
mother?
And then we have a double date coming up. Yeah. That's what the job taking Drew out, and we'll bring our women. You know.
Okay, you want to come on a double date with us?
With all of you. I want the entire couch.
Yes.
James, you're in. We're all going out.
I love the party,
it'll be like we could sister wive each other.
Sister, but right, this sister right. can take down the house, boy. Her and I have been in New York and, yeah.
The British Virgin Islands, Tortola, you name it.
So, but is Cheryl Jennifer's mother? That was my last question.
Have you ever been on vacation with a psychic?
My astrologer friend, yes. And
it's always fun.
He's kind of a swami kind of person. He's pretty amazing.
I'll always be there to save your ass.
He'll come on my show. So
yeah, I would love a private reading. So I'll talk to you about it.
Okay, cool. And then we'll just wrap this up so we can have you on This Life podcast. We're going to talk about this life.
Let's do that.
As opposed to the afterlife. So
I didn't get into the afterlife. We were pretty present on this one. This was just what's happening currently, which I like.
We're not going to talk about your afterlife.
My afterlife, I'm going away for a while. Some people come back like 100 years later. There's no such thing as time anyway, right? So it'll be, I don't know, a couple thousand years. I'll come back and fix somebody.
I love that you're into this. I dig it.
Totally. Oh, I've always been. In my 20s, I was going to be my co-host. what?
You can come be my co-host.
Oh, perfect. I can't wait.
All right.
This is how it starts. It's show business.
That's right. I'll make a big star out of you, Bob.
Thank you. I can add it to my extra skills besides swimming and horseback riding.
Podcast host. Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you. And I just want to thank you again, James, for coming in.
For
and also your beautiful wife for being a part of the show. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. Follow Susan on Twitter or Instagram at First Lady of Love. And check callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com for all the latest info and links to our cast of clairvoyants. Call out.